Hello and welcome to Cab Chat. It appears that recently one of our shows created some division within the taxi trade in London. And I'm not going to go into the details of what actually happened, but I just want to state that creating division within the trade is not what Cab Chat is about, and it was not our intention to create any division. Cab Chat is, and always will be, open to all. Since the first day that Mac the Cab and myself started Cab Chat, we've always said that anybody is welcome to come on the show and air their views. It was quite easy when we used to do the show from the Royal Oak in the card room at the back. While doing the show, anybody was allowed and anybody could come into the card room and come on the show. And we had quite a few guests visit us while we were doing the show from the Royal Oak. Unfortunately, as you know, the Royal Oak closed, which left us with nowhere central that we could do the show. And that lasted for quite a few years. We could do it from my garage in Welling, but people were reluctant to travel down to Welling to come onto the show. Hence, the number of guests that we were having on the show decreased quite considerably. Grant, the chairman of the LCDC, said that we could do Cab Chat from the LCDC's offices and that anybody would be welcome to come in on the show. So we took him up on his offer and decided that we would do the show periodically, probably once every other month, from the LCDC's office. Every time that we do the show from the LCDC's office, we put out tweets and we mention it on previous shows, stating that anybody is welcome to come in on the show. We've also stated that as it was going to be a phone-in show, that anybody would be welcome to call in while we were doing the show. You know, we're not bothered whether your views align with ours, or whether your views are the polar opposite of ours. In fact, in the past, we've had people on the show whose views completely conflict the views that we've got and are completely opposite to our views. But that's the whole point of Cab Chat, is to get people on and get them to air their views and get their voice heard. So we're not really bothered whether your views are the same as ours or whether they're the complete opposite to ours. The idea is just to get you on to the show and to get your voice heard. Now, you probably already know that when we did the last show from the LCDC, the UCG took umbrance against what was said by members of the LCDC committee. I'm not going to go into too much detail, but we did offer the UCG the right to reply and to come on the show and put their point across. We offered this in a tweet. We tweeted the UCG and said, you know, you're more than welcome to come on. We'd like to offer you the right to reply. To which they replied that they would like to do that. Subsequently, they've said that they don't feel that it's for them, which is their prerogative. And, you know, I totally understand their position with regards to that. So basically, what we're trying to say and what I've done this for, I've thought quite long and hard and mused over to how to broach this particular issue. And I didn't want to go into too much detail of what actually happened, but I just want to reiterate the point that Cab Chat is here for you, the driver, and that we want you to come on the show. You know, even if you don't want to come in on one of the shows that we do at the LCDC's offices, you know, we've reached out to the LTDA and said, can we do the show from your offices? And we've had no reply. You know, we've also reached out to Unite, and Unite have never appeared on any of our shows at all, even though we've invited them quite a few times. The RMT, we've offered them to come on as well, and they have come on a couple, but not really taken it up to any great extent. The only ones that have embraced the Cab Chat show are the LCDC. One could say maybe for their own purposes, and, you know, but that's the whole point of Cab Chat, is to get people's voices heard, no matter what you want to say. It doesn't matter what you want to say. It's the point of getting cab drivers' voices heard, whether that be a driver's organisation or whether it just might be an individual cab driver that feels his voice is not being heard and that he wants to get his point across. You're all more than welcome to come on to Cab Chat. And if you don't want to come up to the LCDC's office and don't want to travel down to Welling to take part in the show, you know, one of the team will meet you and just do a quick interview in the back of a cab. Or, you know, you can get your point across by just saying it. You know, we've got microphones that we can use in the back of the cab. You know, I'll come and meet you and do an interview or record you saying what you want to say. Or you can simply just do it on your own phone. Just record it in the Voice Memos app or in any voice recorder app that you've got on your smartphone. And then just email it to us, admin@cabchatshow.uk. So basically, I felt needed to get this point across that Cab Chat is not just for the select few. Anybody and everybody is welcome to come on Cab Chat and air their views and get their point across. And I just felt I needed to reiterate that point. And as Dan would say, I've probably recapped that quite a few times. So in the words of Recap Dan, just to recap, Cab Chat is open to anybody and everybody, no matter what you want to say, whether your views are the same as ours or whether they're the complete opposite to ours. So if you'd like to get your voice heard, you'd like to come on the show, please get in touch with us and we'd welcome you with open arms.
Cab Chat Radio Show is brought to you in association with Plan Insurance, who you can call on 0800 542 2869 or find them on the web at planinsurance.co.uk/cabchat.